This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 52nd GST Council meeting was held in New Delhi today under the chairmanship of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Ministers of States and Union Territories attended the meeting. Briefing media after the meeting, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Council has taken the decision to reduce GST on molasses from 28% to 5%, which will benefit sugarcane farmers. She informed that flour containing 70% millets will attract 0% GST if sold in other than pre-packaged and labelled form. She added that if the same is sold in pre-packaged and labelled form, it will attract 5% GST. The GST Council has also recommended exempting services of water supply, public health, sanitation conservancy, solid waste management and slum improvement and upgradation supplied to governmental authorities. The death toll in Sikkim flash flood disaster has risen to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. 81 people are still missing. A total of 1,173 houses were severely damaged and 13 bridges washed away after the glacial-fed Lonark Lake triggered a flash flood in Teesta River on Wednesday. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang today visited the disaster-affected areas at Naga and Mangan district and the relief camp where about 200 people have taken shelter. The Chief Minister assured full support and assistance to people. He also provided financial aid for emergency purposes. Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Kumar Mishra today chaired a meeting with Sikkim Chief Secretary, Departments, Army, ITBP, BRO, NHIDCL and NHPC at Tashiling Secretariat in Gangtok. He said the central government is closely monitoring the situation in Sikkim and all necessary assistance for the state is being provided. He said the Prime Minister and the Union Home Minister are in constant touch with the Sikkim Chief Minister. An interministerial committee comprising senior officers from Ministries of Agriculture, Road Transport and Highways, Jal Shakti, Energy and Finance will visit the state from tomorrow to take stock of the ground situation, assess damages and provide assistance. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, declared a state of war alert today after Palestinian militants Hamas launched rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. Hamas militant group carried out an unprecedented infiltration into southern Israel and fired thousands of rockets into the country. This is the biggest attack on Israel in years by the Islamist movement. The surprise assault that combined gunmen crossing the border has reportedly killed one woman and injured 15 others. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for an emergency meeting of top security officials. India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and observe safety protocols in view of the current situation in the country. Indian Embassy in Israel has urged people to observe caution, avoid unnecessary movement and stay close to safety shelters. In case of emergency, the embassy can be contacted at +97235226748 and a message can also be sent at cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed shock at the news of terrorist attacks in Israel in a social media post. Mr. Modi said India's prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. He added that India stands in solidarity with Israel at this difficult hour. The Indian contingent at Hangzhou Asian Games today crossed the historic 100 medal mark, amassing record 107 medals. The medal tally includes 28 gold, 38 silver and 41 bronze. This is also only the second time India have won more than 100 medals in any of the three major games, the Olympics, Commonwealth Games and Asian Games. The latest medal came in chess with both men's and women's teams, bagging silver. Before that, wrestler Deepak Punia claimed silver medal in men's 86-kilogram freestyle. Earlier, men's kabaddi team won gold, defeating Iran in the final. In men's cricket, also India bagged gold after the final match against Afghanistan was called off due to rain. India was declared winner by virtue of higher rank. Women's hockey team clinched the bronze today, beating Japan 2-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.